Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Onboarding series. On episode 4 this week, we are talking to Mariam about, and she's the founder of EasyMart Online Market. She has a very peculiar challenge. How do you inspire your startup team to see the vision that you're trying to build and actually be able to work with you through this vision? Very interesting, right? I know. As you know, that the Onboarding series is a place where we get to talk and share all our problems and have an opportunity for feedback from our side-by-side advisors so that they can give you a different perspective, expert tips, and opinions about how to solve your problem. So Mariam's challenge is being answered by a few of our advisors, and I hope you learn something from it. Enjoy.
Hello, Startup Show community. This is Mariam Abbas Abdulkader. I am a digital marketer with keen interest in social media marketing, content marketing, and e-commerce marketing. I am the founder of EasyMart Online Market, which is an e-commerce platform which enable vendors and, let me say, market shop owners that have products to be able to upload their products, have an account which will enable them upload their products, advertise, and also sell to their existing customers and new customers. So also from the buyer side, it will enable a buyer to create an account if he wishes, or to just browse to see different products and variety of offers from the platform, and he can place an order for a certain product, and he places an order and that order gets delivered to his doorstep. We started this startup last year, that's a year ago, and things have been moving smoothly, though it's very hard and it's not easy. We have been facing so many challenges, which include, there are so many challenges, as you know, having a startup. But the major challenge I am going to discuss here is team building. I can remember when the idea started. It started when I went to the market last year, last Ramadan. That's the year before last year, Ramadan, in 2018. So, experience so many troubles and problems and so many disturbances in the marketplace, in our local traditional markets. There was congestion, there was even high theft rate. In fact, I lost my wallet because of that congestion in that marketplace. So it wasn't very easy for me that day. I was devastated. I have to go home very angry and frustrated. And at the same time, I had so many people where some of them were even fainting because of the heat and the overcrowding in marketplaces. So I decided to start thinking of the problems we have in our marketplaces. I was like, so how can I provide a solution to these problems within our markets? As you already know, our Nigerian markets, more especially from the state I am from, Kano, our markets are characterized with narrow streets, and there is no even space for parking. We have traffic congestion, and as I said, there is high theft rate, there is overcrowding and congestion, which leads to so many things. And there's also this disturbance, which is one of the major problems where so many people don't like going to the marketplaces. So this was troubling me, and I was thinking of how to provide solutions, how to have a platform that's a kind of indigenous platforms. I know we have so many international multi-vendor sites which allow vendors to buy and sell. So I have this idea, and you know, an idea can't be any idea if it's not proven or if it's not becoming a reality. An idea is just an idea if it's not implemented. So in 2000 early 2019, I applied for Facebook Startup Pre-Incubation Program at Dicebox Innovation Hub, and that was when I applied. Then I was in fact within my cycle and ecosystem in the hub, because it's an incubation hub, so I deal with so many developers. So the first thing was, okay guys, I have this idea, how can we have a kind of a mini Alibaba or a mini eBay or Amazon in Kano? I have this idea of I want to digitize Kano Marketplace. That was the first idea that came to my mind, that I want to digitize Kano Marketplace. And when you get to I designed my platform, the idea was very, very cool. If you hear it, let me just share it with the little time I have here. I designed it in a way that, okay, when you get to EasyMart platform, you get to see so many markets. That's, you see Kano Market, Quarry Market, Sabongari Market, Enkaba Market, Taroni, Dawano. We have like 7 markets in Kano. So that was the first thing I did. Everyone within my circle was like, wow, this is a great idea. Let me be in. In fact, I got like 2 to 3 developers by then. One was an Android developer and the other was, I think he was a normal software developer. We started and we scaled through that Facebook incubator. That was when we even did we incorporated the business. So from there, it started dropping down. I was very happy and to see this idea is getting into reality. But what the team that will put their effort, the team that will sacrifice, the people that will sacrifice with me. Along the line, I came to realize that the people, the developers I am working with then were just thinking this thing is just a fun thing and is fashionable among the tech ecosystem. You just create a digital product and then you leave it alone, not knowing that we need business developers and strategists. We need marketers that will market and advertise this product that we already have, because we built the product and we have a support from our incubator. So it was very, very hard for me, because the people I started working with don't have the zeal and enthusiasm to push that product. So I have to drop them. That was what happened. I have to drop them and started looking for others. I got connected with another developer that he said he's going to develop this site for me. So thing. In fact, I was jumping from one place to another. But then an idea came to me after meeting my mentor, sharing my problem with him. He was like, okay, I think we should run an advert on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Got so kind after running advert on LinkedIn and Twitter. I said I need a co-founder, I need a web developer that can do SEO and has vast knowledge in e-commerce system, because I start to understand that it's not every software developer that can develop an e-commerce system. I also need a marketer. I also need a salesperson, because I am a marketer on my own, but I came to realize that I cannot do it all. Me having the digital expertise or the digital skills, I can do social media advertisement, I can create content, I still can't do that on my own. I need someone to support me. Okay, I also need I ironed so many positions or so many tasks that needs to be fulfilled, because I understand that there must be division of labor if you are running a startup. So I got someone who is my right hand man right now. He is a developer and he has vast knowledge in e-commerce, so we are running the business together. He joined a couple of others with me, and who is also into the tech ecosystem, but then he deals with so many people. I also get to get another co-founder who is an Android developer. You see, still the startup is dominated with tech people. So I started outsourcing people. Like, you see, I need a product photographer, and there was a time I contacted a photographer. I thought we had something in common with him, but unfortunately it wasn't like that. Most people who wants to work with your startup company think that they will work for you for money. And while my startup doesn't have that huge amount of money to offer, we just work based on our budget. That's why we need partners, and we need some people that will support us financially. And you know, for a startup, we don't make large profits. Even the sales we make, the little sales we make, we have to reinvest them back into the business to continue working with them. So that's the major challenges. The major challenge is getting team to work with. It's getting team to work with. At times I get tired, I get frustrated, I just get annoyed, I feel discouraged, like I just have to quit, I just have to stop. Since I have the skills and knowledge of digital marketing, I just feel like I should just go and continue my coaching, teaching people and be getting some stipend. But working with people is not that easy. When you get someone, okay, let's partner, I'm gonna partner with your product or your company to get social services, you don't get it. So I need startup show to think of our problem, to see where we are missing it. And the tax is so much, so it's the tax is like the burden, and the tax is plenty on my head. That's why at times I have to lose focus, or I get overstressed with work. I do the work of a marketer, I do the work of a salesperson, I do the work of a CEO, I do the work of a financial secretary or treasurer, I do the work of an accountant, I do the bookkeeping. And it's stressful. It's not really easy for me, because you can't get people that will work for, even if you say you are going to give them an equity in your company, but they think you are going to, I don't know. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.
Hello, Mariam. To answer your question, you need to understand that this life is a transaction of value, from family to friends to employees. People choose to be with you because there's an exchange of value. If you are not giving them the right value for their time, or you are not communicating the value clear enough, then they will be hesitant. I would recommend you see things from their perspective and give a solid offer worth their time and energy. Until then, you won't be able to get people on your project to work with you. Thank you very much.
So we had a very interesting episode today. Team building is something that frustrates a lot of startups, especially when it's less than a year old and you don't have a clear vision about what it is that you want to do when it comes to bringing in people. And you can hear how frustrated Mariam was. So we have amazing feedback from our side-by-side advisors that would just flip everything for her and make her understand the perspective of not just hers, but also the perspective of the people that she's trying to employ. I definitely learned a lot, and I hope you did too, and you take something from this. Thank you for joining us this week, and I look forward to sharing with you another episode next week. And I hope you are here to also listen and enjoy it. Bye for now.
Hi, Mariam. My name is Suraya Ahmed. I'm the CEO of YDS Online and COO of Miniso Online Nigeria. Well done with the online store. I also run an e-commerce company, and I can understand how hard it can be to find people. Here is what I think. When you have a startup, the first thing you have to do is to look at your business model. So, because your business model is what enables you to have a vision, and your vision is what you can sell to your employees. Everybody wants to feel secured. It's one of the basic needs of people. The need for food, the need for security, the need for growth, and so on. So the need for security and growth are really, really important. And this means if you have a business, you need to know the growth prospect of that business, because that's the only time you'll be able to attract people that are aligned with your vision to work with you. Now, I see that the question is regarding employees. And what I would say is, if they're employing somebody, you have to pay them. So they're not going to build with you without, say, a salary. They can build with you if you're paying them. If you need somebody to build a brand with you from scratch, you would need to bring them in as partners, and they will need to share in the vision of your company as well. So that's the key difference.